USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Menendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Teachers could be striking in one of the nation's largest school districts. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Members of the Chicago Teachers Union voting by a huge margin to authorize a work stoppage if contract negotiations fail. The result sets the stage for about 25,000 teachers to walk off the job as early as the 7th of October. And it would be the first Chicago public school teacher walkout since 2012, not counting the one-day labor action in 2016. I'm Chris Barnes.
Fiat Chrysler is paying $40 million to settle with U.S. securities regulators who say the automaker misled investors by overstating its monthly sales numbers over a five-year period. The Italian-American company inflated sales by paying dealers to report fake numbers from 2012 to 2016. Fiat Chrysler agreed to pay the civil penalty and stop violating anti-fraud reporting and internal accounting control regulations, according to the SEC. The automaker did not admit or deny the agency's allegations, according to the statement. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
American consumers boosted their spending by just 0.1% in August, the smallest gain in 6 months, even as their incomes rose at 0.4%. Up from a small gain the previous month, the Commerce Department has stated. A measure of inflation preferred by the Federal Reserve was flat, but excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices were up 0.1%. Consumers are the key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports are slipping. August's modest gain suggests the economy might slow in the July-September quarter compared with the beginning of the year. Consumer confidence is historically high, but the Conference Board said this week it slipped slightly in a sign that the U.S.-China trade war is raising economic uncertainties. A Dallas police officer broke her silence about the night she killed a young accountant who lived in the apartment right above hers, telling jurors she has to live with that guilt every day and that she wished the roles were reversed. Amber Geiger tearfully told the packed courtroom at her murder trial that she was sorry for killing the 26-year-old Botham Jean last September, explaining she mistook his fourth-floor apartment for her own. Geiger, aged 31, repeatedly apologized for killing Jean. She said, "I hate that I have to live with this every single day of my life, and I ask God for forgiveness." She looked across the courtroom at Jean's family and said she wished he was the one with the gun and had killed her instead. She also said she never wanted to take an innocent person's life. This is not about hate, it's about being scared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.